You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Oh, okay. I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. Oh, hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't. No, 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 I don't. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord, because you've been so good. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. No, I don't mind waiting. You've been so good to us, Jesus. You've been a mighty God. You've been an awesome God. And I don't mind waiting. No, no, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. An awesome song. What an awesome song. Don't mind waiting on the Lord. He's good to us. He died for us. According to John 3:16, it said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When you look at that word shall, it means he promised us. God promised us we'll have everlasting life. He promised us. He promised us. And he's no shorter than his word. What he said, he'll bring it to pass. So we must believe what he say. Remind him of his promise. Bring it back to his remembrance that he said we would have everlasting, we shall have everlasting life. And Lord, I thank you today for giving me life. I thank you for giving us life. When you hung there on that cross and they put a thorn on your head and they crushed your skull and blood ran down your face, that was for me. That was for you. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he substituted his life for ours. He took our place, y'all. Died for the sins of the whole world. That's how good God is, and that's how much he loves us. And I thank you, Jesus, and I praise you. And I want to let you know I don't mind waiting. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, I don't mind waiting. No, I don't mind waiting. I love it. I love it. I love it. Glory to your name, Jesus. I want to share with you that so many ways that God loves us. And I hope you are listening today. I hope you are hearing me today. There are so many ways that God loves us. But I would like to share 7 ways with you how he loves us. Amen. Number 1, God loves us with atoning love. God atoned for our sins. Amen. God loves us with calling love. Calling love is a promise to always be with us. He promised us he'll always be with us and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus. Number 3, God loves us with redeeming love. God redeeming love frees us, y'all, from guilt and fear. From guilt and fear. Thank you, Jesus. And number 4, God loves us with justifying love. God justifying love allows us to stand accepted before him. God loves us with adopting love. That's number 5. God adopted us and to his royal family. And we are allowed to call him Abba Father. He is our father. He is our daddy, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And number seven, God love us with glorifying love. Glorifying love. God is glorious. He's glorious. A glorifying God. God love us with glorifying love. And I want to say to you today, God loves you. He loves you with everlasting love. He loves you. And I love you, all those who are listening in today. From the sound of my voice, I love you. I love you from the depth of my heart. I love you. And God loves you too. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say to you, good afternoon, man of God. Good afternoon to you, man of God, and to your family. Man of God, I want to say to you today, I thank you for allowing me and giving me such a great opportunity to be on this platform today, a great platform. And to the Now Network family, to the P2P ministry, the Blog Talk Radio, and all of those who are listening, I thank you. Thank you, man of God, a great man of God, an awesome man of God, a mighty man of God, a man of valor. And God loves you. God loves you for what you are doing. And I thank God for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are in 52 weeks of love. Week 25. This is June. We got 6 more months to go. And we haven't seen nothing yet. God's going to take us so far and so high, he's going to take us to another level. That's how good God is. This is June. 6 months ago. I'm ready. I am ready for whatever God has for me. I'm ready. I got both of my hands lifted to you, Jesus. Whatever you want me to do, I do. Wherever you want me to go, I go. Whatever you want me to say, I say. And wherever you want me to go, I follow you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I would like those who have their Bibles. Turn with me. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 11. And it reads, don't burn out. Keep yourself fueled in a flame. Be a light. Be a light servant of the master. Cheerful and expectant. And I want to choose a topic from Romans the 12th chapter, verse 11. How to stay on fire for God. Y'all need to sit back, relax, put on your seatbelt and let's go for a ride. How to stay on fire for God. This has been putting in my spirit since last week. How to stay on fire for God. So somebody, fire is going out. And you need to be killing the flame. Somebody, fire is going out and you need to be killing the flame. Hallelujah. And let me say this. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to say good afternoon again. I love to say good afternoon to y'all because I love you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I will be ministering to you today from the subject. I got to say this again. How to stay on fire for God. You need to get your pad, your pen, and your paper. Your pad, your pen, and your Bible. Because I want to share something with you today. How to stay on fire for God. And I'll be reading this verse out of Romans the 12th chapter, verse 11. I'll be reading out the Amplified Bible. Romans 12 and 11 instructs us to be aglow, and burn with the Spirit as we serve the Lord. Did y'all get that? Romans 12 and 11 instructs us to be aglow and burn with the Spirit as we serve the Lord. In order to do this, we have to stay on fire. We have to stay on fire. How do we stay on fire, Sister Virginia? Thank you for asking. I have discovered that the word of God coming out of my own mouth in the form of prayer, praise, preaching, or confessing is the best way I can feign the fight. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? Are y'all still there? It stirs up the gift in me. I say it stirs up the gift in me. Hey, somebody. It keeps the fire aflame and prevent my spirit from sinking within me. Hello, somebody. I hope y'all getting this. Saying thankful also keeps me enthusiastic. Amen. I say amen. Somebody need to say amen. I can't hear you, but God hear you. Say amen. Say it again. Say amen. Say it one more time. Say amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hearing these words, fire, eager, burning, an instant, a burning manifested by light, flame, and heat. Y'all need to get that. Jesus is the light of the world. The Bible says Jesus is the light of the world, and the Bible declares he is the light that lightens every man who come unto him. Hello, somebody. I have four words here I want to give you. Write them down. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. The word of flame, burning on fire. A flame, burning on fire. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The word of glow, glowing with warmth and excitement. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fueling it, a source of energy. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. The word enthusiastic, strong excitement of feeling. Thank you, Father. Sound like power to me. What you say? Sound like power to me. What are you saying? I say it sounds like power to me. Power, 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 Holy Ghost power, dunamis power, miraculous power. Say it with me, saint. Say power. Come on, saint. Say power. Say it again. Say power. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. We got to be fervent in the spirit. Fervent meaning very hot. We got to be fervent in the spirit. Fervent meaning very hot. Glowing. Glowing. You know how bright a light is, and it gives a glow. Well, we should be glowing. When somebody see you, they should see Jesus in you. They should see the light in you. I'm going to stop for a minute. I went to court with some friends one day. And I was standing at the elevator. And this young lady looked at me, and I never met her before. She never met me. But I guess she saw the light. I won't say guess. She saw the light in me. She saw Christ in me. She saw the fire burning in me. And she looked at me, and she said, "Are you a minister?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, I'm going to court because they're trying to take my child. Would you pray for me?" Hallelujah, Jesus. I prayed for this young lady. I said, "If there's anything you did wrong or anything to make them take your child from you, I'm going to pray for you. But you need to go to God and ask him to forgive you and tell him you God is sorry. And they're going to give you your child back. They're going to give you your child back." Did y'all get that? Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to bag up and go back to this verse. Sound like power to me. Power. 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 Say it with me. Come on and say it with me. I can't hear you, but don't Jesus hear you. Say power. Come on, somebody. Open your mouth and say power. Power. Oh, power. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We got to be fervent in the spirit. Fervent meaning very hot glowing. Glowing like a light. Y'all ever seen this little bug they call a lightning bug? That lights up at night and you can see the light? Well, we ought to be like that. Let the people see our light. Let them see our light. Let them see our light. Yes, let God see, let them see your light. We need to show our light. Let your light burn. Let your light shine. Face of God, are y'all there? Hello, somebody. Face of God, what a mighty God we serve. We got to keep the home fires burning. Yes, Lord, we got to keep the home fires burning. Yes, Lord. Because Jeremiah says, it's like fire set up in my bone. When he said that and I read that, he says, like fire set all up in my bone. And I hear some people say, well, it don't take all of that. Why are you jumping? Why are you shouting? Why are you crying? Because Jeremiah says, like fire set up in my bone. So, yes, you ought to want to feel something sometime. If Jeremiah says that fire shut up in his bone, Jeremiah felt that thing. It was all in his bone. And I feel it now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares, in Hebrews 12, chapter verses 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Did y'all get that? For our God is a consuming fire. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Saints of God. Saints of God. Saints of God. Did you hear that? Fire burns. And it cleanses. It cleanses us. Fire burns. So that you tell a little child, don't touch that stove. It's hot. You're going to get burned. And what do? They touch it anyway. And they jump back and they cry. They say, ow, it hurt. It burned. Didn't I just tell you it's going to burn? Just like an urn. You tell that child, don't touch that urn. It's hot. You're going to get burned. They touch it anyway. But I guarantee you after that, they're not going to go to that stove anymore, and they're not going to touch that arm. That's the way fire does. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost fire. in Matthew the 3rd chapter, verse 11. And I read what John said. I indeed baptize you with water for the remission of sin, for repentance, for you to change your mind and turn away from the things of the world and turn to God. He said, but there's one. Listen at me, saints of God. John said, but there's one who is coming after me, who was before me, who is mightier than I, going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He was talking about Jesus. Jesus is the fire. He's the fire burner. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints of God. Saints of God. Did you hear that? Fire burns and it cleanses. The thing we do for the Lord, do it fervently. Listen. Listen. Remember, I said the four things that keep the flame of the fire fainting in my life. It's going to take prayer. Prayer. The word of God said in James, the 5th chapter, verses 16 says, special fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Are y'all still there? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Has tremendous power. Fire. When we pray, praise. When I praise my God, y'all need to hear this. When I praise my God, hey, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. When I praise my God, oh, Jesus. When I praise my God, hallelujah, for his goodness and all that he done for me, the flame burns hotter and hotter on the inside of me, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Preaching, Lord, I just want to tell the world about the good news of the kingdom. I just want to tell the world. I hope y'all listen to me. Lord, I just want to tell the world about the good news of the kingdom. The gospel message. Jesus loves you, and he will save you and fill you with his Holy Spirit. Preach Jesus. I say preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Him. Crucified. Jesus was crucified for us. Preach Jesus and him who crucified. Listen at this, saints of God. Stir up the gift of the Spirit. Stir up the gift of the Spirit. Let me stop right there and share this. Because I'll be closing it all, Jesus. Stir up the gift of the Spirit. You got to stir it up. You know when you make a big pot of gumbo and you have all the ingredients in it. And when you finish and it settles down, guess what? All the ingredients go to the bottom of the pot. And when you get ready to eat it, you got to get a big spoon or a dipper and stir it up. And all the ingredients are going to come to the top. Well, that's the way it is with the Spirit. We got to stir up the Spirit on the inside of us. Well, Sister Virginia, how do we do it? We pray. We praise God. We worship him on our face. We lay prostrate on our face. We stand and lift our hands. We kneel. We cry. we do it all for the glory of God. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Every apostle, pastor, prophet, teacher, evangelist, preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Don't preach nothing else but Jesus and Him crucified. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. I preach Him anywhere. It don't matter. On the corner, give me a microphone. I don't need a microphone. No, I got a built-in microphone. I preach on the corner. I heard the man of God say when he on YouTube, Facebook Live, on the corner in the park. That's why Jesus wants us to go. That's what He wants us to do. Bring your keyboard. Bring your people. Come out of them walls. And get in the front of your church and preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Serve the gift of the Spirit. I just shared that with you in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 6. Paul laid his hands on Timothy. Y'all need to hear this. The Apostle Paul laid his hands on Timothy, and he told Timothy, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou serve of the gift of God, which is in thee by the laying on of my hands. God showed me one night in a vision. He said, Virginia, I've anointed you. I've anointed your right hand. And y'all, I saw all in my hand. He said, I want you to minister. I want you to lay hands on the sick. I want you to do this. Lay your hand. Lay your hand. Lay your hand. And when I go, I do what He called me to do. Let me share this. I met a lady at a dinner. Hallelujah, Jesus. I didn't even know the lady. I never met the lady. And my daughter came to me. She said, Mama, I told this lady you was an evangelist. She said she wants you to pray for her because she found out she had breast cancer. And I laid my hands on her and I began to pray for her. And I let God do the rest. And here about a week or two ago, I saw this lady back in Baton Rouge. She's not from here. Back in Baton Rouge. And she came to me. She said, you don't remember me, do you? I said, yeah. She said, I went back to the doctor. She said, I'm healed. I don't have no cancer. And I don't even know you, but I thank God for you. I said, but God gets the glory. We don't glory in ourselves. We give God the glory. I don't know. Shady your cold shot. But I'm your sending your bull shot. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Fan the flame, somebody. My God. Fan the flame. Keep the fire burning. Hey, somebody. Keep the fire burning. Don't let it go out. Keep it burning. Prayer. Praise. Preaching. And confessing the word of God. All things work together for the good for them that love God according to His purpose. Confess the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Confess the word. Confess the word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside still water, and He restored my soul. Confess the word. Confess the word of God. Hallelujah. And my closing here today, remember, I want y'all to hear this in my closing. Remember. Everything we do is to be done unto the Lord and for His glory. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 4, 31 says, we should do it through Him, to Him, for Him, and by Him, and with Him, and we should do it willingly, not selfishly, but willingly, with our whole heart. Stir up the gift, stir it up, be on fire, stir it up, on fire within us, glory Jesus, glory Jesus, glory Jesus, glory Jesus, glory Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Again, saints of God, fan the flame. Keep the fire burning. Don't let it go out. Keep it burning. Rekindle the flame. The words of fire. Listen at this. In the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, verse 14, we see that God was calling Jeremiah to a new level. And he's calling some of us to a new level. You need to lift your hands and receive that. Well, his word would be mighty and powerful, like fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. I feel the fire burning all over me. Fire. Lift your hands and say, 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 how to stay on fire for God. How to stay on fire for God. Praise him. Worship him. Be faithful unto him. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Fire. Somebody right now, I'm getting ready to close. You listen at me right now. Your fire is going out. You need to rekindle the flame. You need to rekindle the flame. You remember this old song they had out one time saying, God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself. God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself. Fire. Somebody need to rekindle the flame. And not with a match, but with the word of God. With the word of God, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise you, Father. I lift my hand to you, and I thank you. Thank you for this word today. Thank you for your word. You say when your word goes forth, it will not return back void. But it's going to accomplish that which pleases you. And it's going to prosper to where it is sent. And I thank you, Father, that this word going out, it will go out. It will not return back void. And I hope somebody was blessed today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. I praise you. I'll be ever grateful to you. And I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, somebody. Say thank you. Tell them thank you. Tell him thank you. I don't hear you, but Jesus hear you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. It's a fire burning. It's a fire burning. It's burning all. It's burning all over the Nile Network that way. The P2P ministry, the fire is burning. The fire is burning. Stir it up. Stir up the gift that was on the inside of you. Hallelujah. God, get the glory. Thank you. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon,
Hallelujah.
Family.
Hallelujah. Praise him. I love that Evangelist Valentine, on fire for God. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah, on fire for him, I tell you. Ooh, Jesus. Good afternoon, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, and I'm here with What's the Word. Today I'm going to be speaking on encouraging one another in the Lord. I spoke on this before, a while back, about being encouraged, and I was speaking to myself personally. But the Heavenly Father, he wants us to encourage one another in the Lord because a lot of people don't know about the Lord and they need to know. My scripture reference I'm going to be speaking on today is 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And we urge you, brethren, direct who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Admonish you means they're looking after you. They're looking at you and they're warning you of things to come. Yes and amen, family. We have to be thankful and so grateful to all that take it on their own behalf to share the Lord. Amen. Family, I tell you, we are living in the world. Simply put, the world is out of order with the will of God. Living and doing our own will. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Every single day, the news. And my beautiful sister spoke on this on Women Speak Now last night. The news, they're showing so much horrific news. They're taking people are taking each other's lives. There's so much road rage, missing children. We're having major, major catastrophes all over the world. Earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, wars of nations fighting and killing each other. And I tell you, even in our own homeland here, we're having major things going on. Family, do not be distracted by the news. I look at the news to find good news, and I have to thank God. I seen some this week. I seen a young man. He was helping an 83-year-old male down an escalator because the man was there, standing there full of fear and just terrified. And this young man, he was about 20-ish. He had an arm around him, and a hospice nurse seen it, and it went viral. Glory to God, because I tell you, that's humility. He didn't let that man stumble, because we know elderly, some of them have difficulties on the escalator, so we have to be kind and compassionate and assistant. Amen, family? But family, I tell you, the good news is Jesus Christ. He is alive, and ooh, I tell you, family, he and God are still in control. Ooh, always in control. Ooh, praise the Lord. Trust in and believe in him as the source of everything. And do not be conformed to the world, family. The enemy, he comes. He comes to rob, kill, and destroy our spirit. Be in the word of God. Amen. I tell you, family, ooh, where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Matthew 24:7 tells us, for nations will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Yes and amen. The true living word of God. Ooh, ooh, it has been the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we know we are having earthquakes all over the world, places where people never expected earthquakes. They don't have earthquake preparedness. We do right here in the Southern California in the areas that have earthquakes. So we have to just be prepared because the word of God has told us this will be happening. Amen. Praise the Lord, family. I tell you, family, people are so busy. We are sometimes are so busy doing our own will, our own agenda, looking out for our own selves. And that is not the way the Heavenly Father plans. Ooh, that is not the way. This is why it is so imperative as people of God that we go out and about and encourage one another. encourage ourselves and encourage others in the Lord. Amen. Believers in Christ Jesus, we are encouraged. And we should be constantly encouraging ourselves. But I tell you, family, we cannot close our eyes or turn our heads on others and think, I'm saved and I'm cool. No, no. He's coming back for one church. Amen. Praise the Lord. One church family. We must encourage and praise all ministry leaders that are preaching and teaching the sound doctrine of the Word of God. To all the pastors, to the evangelists, to the ministers, to the bishops, to the prophets, to the deacons, and all others that are sharing His Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank our Now Network family. And glory be to God. I thank you, Pastor E, and the P2P ministry for the platform that you can reach countless lives and share the Word of God and encourage us all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank and praise. Hallelujah. Family, we have to continue to encourage ourselves and others and let them know that in Christ Jesus, we have a promise. We have a promise of eternal life. Ooh, praise the Lord. Amen. Be encouraged in the Almighty Lord. And family, the time is now, not tomorrow and not yesterday. The time is now. This is not our will. This is the will of God to be encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself despite what's going on in who of the world. Who, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us may know someone that needs to be encouraged, that needs to be encouraged right now. Some of them may need encouragement to get out of bed. Some of them may need encouragement to get out of their house. I tell you, family, some just need to get out of the house and get fresh air. And this is when the weather permits, especially the elderly. Amen. Some of us need encouragement to share the love and the love of the Lord on the job. Some of us need to be encouraged with the children, with our kids. To encourage them more, to seek more of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, praise Him. Some may not know the Lord, but family, I tell you, we should never let an opportunity pass us by to share Jesus. Amen? Encourage someone, to come to Jesus. I remember going to church and going to churches, and you still hear it. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. He will save you. Do you really trust and believe He will save you? Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Family, I tell you, we all may not be naturally an encourager, but if we remain in His Word and we begin to genuinely God love, love each other, and begin to encourage one another. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We'll become an encourager. The Bible, His word is full of encouragement for each and every one of us. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for His word. Encouraging family, it is a gift. It is a gift from God because you learn to encourage from your heart through His word. Amen. We, as believers of Christ, we are called to encourage one another. All we are called to encourage others. Ooh, in the Lord. Amen. We have to start with ourselves. Then we can probably start our house, get our household encouraged in it. Go on out. If we can get a neighborhood, Bible study, and the Word of God to encourage others, if that's all possible. Because we're doing it for the glory of God. Paul in the Bible, formerly known as Saul, he became one of Christ Jesus' greatest encouragers. And you know, I read this because he was up against persecution of the Christians. But after his Almighty God on Damascus, he realized who Almighty God is. Ooh, he became the greatest encourager. And his encourager was Barnabas. They call him the son of encouragement. So family, I tell you, Paul went everywhere spreading the good news. The good news, Christ Jesus. Encouraging others in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Family, please read Acts 9. God can touch us. He can touch him, and he can change us too. Stop doing our own will and follow Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus was and still is an awesome encourager. Ooh, family, encourage the children. Encourage the children in the Lord. I like this scripture, 1 Corinthians, I tell you, it's 11:1. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Amen. Yes and amen. Children know how much you love Christ. When they see you, they're going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. And family, we will never be perfect. But less of me, the more Christ Jesus. Ooh, speak it to an existence. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise his name. Hallelujah. Family, the world may tell us no, but the word of God tells us all things are possible with God. One of my favorite scriptures, I love so many scriptures in there to encourage ourselves in. But one of my favorite scriptures, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, strengthened. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be encouraged, family. Be encouraged, family. The church is within you. Jesus is our foundation. He is our cornerstone. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, he should be with us. We should take him. He should be within us wherever we go. Clean and acceptable to God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Family, encourage someone everywhere we go. There will always be opportunity. Amen. Someone encouraged me. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God again. I thank God again for Pastor E and our Now Network family. I tell you, family, who listens, I get an encouragement through the word of God and confirmation every day on the broadcast. Praise be to you. Praise be to you. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise, praise. I tell you, family, and that we have a God that loves each and every one of us unconditionally. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. No matter what we have done or who people say we are or what they say we have done, the Heavenly Father, he loves you. Ooh, praise the Lord. Be encouraged. What the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The word of God is so encouraging. We have to read it, meditate it, and apply it to our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his word. We have to encourage one another, family, in the truth. The truth, which is Christ. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Christ Jesus will set you free. He will set you free of sin. He paid it all on the sin no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will set us free of any unforgiveness when you pray to be forgiven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He will set you free of any guilt, doubt, and worry. Minister Michelle spoke on that last night on Women Speak Now. Why worry when we can pray? When you pray and leave it all to the Father God. Hallelujah. Cast all your cares. Be encouraged, family. Trust in God, in the Lord Jesus as the source of everything. All your cares on them. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, family. We have so many things going on in the world, but in Joshua 1:9, he tells us, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage, and do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Yes and amen. He shall never leave you nor forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Family, I tell you, the Word of God, the Bible, it builds you up, uplifts you, uplifts the spirit to walk by faith. Walk by faith. Hallelujah. And not by sight. I tell you, family. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. It tells us, "Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Be encouraged in the Lord." The Thessalonians 1 and 2, Paul wrote those. Like I said, family, he was one of the greatest encouragers of Christ Jesus. And if Paul did a complete change for Christ Jesus, so can you and I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this one, family, this verse, because I really love this. The book of Psalms, it's a long book with so many good verses, uplifting and encourage yourself in the Lord. But Psalms 32:8 has made it in my heart today. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye on you." Ooh, glory be to God. Do you believe, family? Do you believe? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm a believer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Family, in closing, I just want to leave this with you. Surround yourself with people that encourage you in the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. That inspire you to elevate more in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because, family, we do this all for the glory of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father, for another opportunity to speak with the Word. I just thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your Word. Father God, I thank you for all my family, friends, my extended family. I just thank you, Father, for loving each and every one of us unconditionally. I thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you are doing. If you do no more, Heavenly Father, you have done enough. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Father God. I love you, Jesus. And I love you all, listeners. And God bless. And may you all enjoy a beautiful, beautiful weekend, because we are all beautifully made by God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Oh, beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. God bless you all, family. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you. I'll talk with you soon, tomorrow.
Thank you. I love you.
All right. God bless. You enjoy your evening, too.
Yes, God bless.
All right. Goodbye.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.